Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app.
Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News,
episode 408
on Now You Know. Thanks to Delete Me for sponsoring this episode. Delete Me is a hands-free subscription service that will remove your personal information that's being sold online.
When you sign up, you will get a privacy report in 7 days outlining what information they found and deleted.
Delete Me will work to remove all your personal data like phone numbers and addresses, even photos, email addresses, and lists of relatives.
Since the ways that companies collect, share, and sell your data is constantly changing, Delete Me believes online privacy solutions must also continuously improve and evolve to address these challenges.
Delete Me's mission is simple: to remove customers' information from search results. They believe in the right to own, manage, and remove personal information from public access.
And DeleteMe will help keep your personal info private and reduce risk from identity theft, credit card fraud, robocalls, spam, and unwanted communications in general.
You have the power to control your digital identity and reclaim your privacy.
Sign up for DeleteMe via our link in the description and use our code NYK20 to get 20% off.
Thanks to DeleteMe for sponsoring this episode.
So Tesla Manufacturing just posted this.
Is that a mouse?
No, I think it's a hamster. This is a video of what appears to be a rave cave inside of Giga Berlin.
I mean, I knew about the slide. Which seems to be how you get from like the third floor to the ground floor of the factory.
Yeah, I mean, I'd always be like, "Wee! Oh, that was fun. Oh, Hans, I forgot my phone on my desk. I'll have to go get it." And then I'd run back up the stairs and wee!
I wonder if there's like a long line during shift changes.
Listen up! I need a hero. I'm holding out for a hero to the end of the night. He's got to be strong, and he's got to be fast, and he's got to be fresh from the fight.
So it seems like Giga Berlin is getting a lot of fun stuff. I wonder if similar fun things are coming to other gigafactories.
Or maybe Tesla's German employees are just more fun.
Well, we might just be able to find out. This week, Tesla released a day in the life video of some German Giga Berlin employees, and we're going to be bringing that to you on PBS.
So please join us for as little as a buck a month for all of our Patreon bonus stories every month.
Anybody? Footloose, Bonnie Tyler's song, Kevin Bacon drives a tractor and a game of chicken. Nothing? Wow. How about the remake? Anybody seen the remake?
So people have been asking why full self-driving 12.4 has not been released beyond Tesla employees.
And Elon responded, "Sorry for the delay. This release had far fewer interventions, but suffered in driving smoothness. Part of the issue is too much training on interventions and not enough on normal driving. It's like a doctor training too much on patients in the emergency room versus training on preventative care. Our next-gen AI model after this has a lot of promise. About 5 times increase in parameter count, which is very difficult to achieve without upgrading the vehicle inference computer."
Which raises the question, is Hardware 3 reaching its limit?
Yeah, so hardware 4 is already out, like in the Cybertruck, but this is all being tested and trained on hardware 3. We've seen this happen before as Tesla constantly innovates faster and more powerful computers are then put in the cars. Keep in mind, all of the AI inference has to take place in the car. The training takes place in Tesla's supercomputers, but just like it's the driver's brain that makes the decisions about how to drive the car, the AI inference computer in the car has to be fast enough to take all the sensor inputs and then quickly decide what to do every second that it's driving.
And keep in mind that Tesla has upgraded the car's computers before, so it may be possible to upgrade your car's hardware to a newer version.
Yeah, let us know down in the comments what you think. Is Elon hinting at the fact that they've hit some kind of limit and that hardware 3 is never going to be able to pull off FSD, or is he going to be able to make it work?
I think he's going to be able to make it work.
So it looks like Rivian got a new investor.
Prior to Rivian's investor day last week, Volkswagen announced a $5 billion joint venture with Rivian to share electric vehicle architecture and software.
As part of this deal, VW will give Rivian $1 billion up front, with $4 billion more coming later in the partnership. RJ Scaringe, CEO of Rivian, said this is exciting. Volkswagen Group CEO Oliver Blume and I are thrilled to announce that the formation of a joint venture between our two companies. This partnership brings Rivian software and zonal electronics platform to a broader market through Volkswagen Group's global reach and scale, while providing an expected $5 billion of capital to Rivian as we bring R2 and our next generation of vehicles to market.
The market liked this announcement, and Rivian's stock surged 28%.
Although it has been slipping back down, I think, as investors realize this isn't really all that great news for either company.
We'll be discussing the investor aspect of this on this week's Investor Club bonus stories, so please join us over on Patreon.
But I did want to mention that at Rivian's Investor Day, Rivian announced that existing R1T and R1S vehicles can bidirectional charge up to 24 kilowatts, and that Rivian's R2 vehicles will also be capable of bidirectional charging up to 10 kilowatts.
Wow. I mean, that's awesome. Let's go test that out right now.
Hang on. Rivian hasn't released the software or the hardware for that yet.
Then how did they announce it?
They just said that it will be a future release.
When?
When will then be now?
I don't know. They didn't say.
So let me get this straight. We've had bidirectional charging available to us in our R1T for the past 2+ years, and just now Rivian is telling us about it, but we still can't access it? I mean, that makes no sense.
My guess is that now that Cybertruck has touted their PowerShare bidirectional capabilities and the Ford F-150 Lightning has advertised their home powering capabilities, that Rivian is feeling a bit left out. I mean, as we've talked about before, having a giant battery in the truck is perfect for backing up a home.
Okay, but why wouldn't Rivian have told us about this awesome capability when they started selling the truck?
Well, Rivian wouldn't want to claim the truck could do something that it turns out it never could do.
Ah, right. Tank turns, right, because you promise that a truck can do something and then it can't, like tank turns, retractable tonneau covers, tents, camp kitchens, the gear shuttle. Kind of makes your truck look bad.
Yeah, I also think, I want to give kind of hats off here to Ford. I think Ford did a really good job with their Pro Power Onboard showing in their marketing what it looks like to back up your home with your truck. Mm. I think before that, it was too complicated thinking, like, what would I do? But they showed this nice little video picture of a lightning storm and a house with tree branches and fallen, and then the Ford plugs into the house and the lights go back on, and everyone went, oh, wait, my truck could be a generator.
And my guess is that Rivian had no plans to do bidirectional charging. My guess is that they saw Ford and then they saw Tesla doing it and they went, oh crap, what can we do? And I think that there is a pretty simple thing for you to do,
Okay. Which
is that you open the plug to the Rivian, right? Mm-hmm. And there's those two DC ports at the bottom. And some engineer went like, oh, well, guys, we have the DC right here. All we need is an inverter. And so I think what it's going to end up being is not like the Tesla, which will actually give you power back. I think that what it's going to do is it's going to be very much like the Ford's thing, a very expensive box that you have to install in your house, and it will just connect up to the DC prongs of the Rivian, and that's how it's going to pull 24 kilowatts.
The CEO of Ford, Jim Farley, just published an X article titled "Confessions from a Petrolhead. I love electric vehicles, and it has nothing to do with politics."
So an X article?
Yeah, he wrote it on X Twitter.
X marks the spot.
Yeah, Elon was obviously excited to read it. Elon said the CEO of Ford loves electric vehicles. But Jim, I think this has everything to do with politics.
No, but he said it has nothing to do with politics.
I believe he doth protest too much.
A little bit.
I believe Jim Farley is good at one thing, and that one thing is not engineering. I think Jim knows how to play poker and politics. I believe this is Jim hedging his bets, and we'll discuss this more on Patreon bonus stories this week, so please join us there to support the work we do and get all of our weekly Patreon bonus stories for as little as a buck a month.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Also, it's our Patreon poll this week, so we'll see what our patrons think.
All right, it's time for the Cybertruck Roundup.
Yeehaw!
The Cybertruck Roundup.
Want to see what a Cybertruck would look like in ultra red?
Wow, that's a lot of red.
It's a lot of red. How about white? Nick Cruz says New York Giants linebacker Isaiah Simmons, custom white Cybertruck parked up in Manhattan.
Elon said, nice.
And last week, remember we reported on all those Cybertrucks in Florida that said F Elon graffitied on them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it looks like Tesla got out there with a little elbow grease and got them all cleaned up.
So that's why stainless steel is pretty great.
Can you imagine the protester person sitting at home going, damn it.
I should have picked the ones that didn't have stainless steel.
What can I do next time?
I had tried keying it, but it didn't work.
Then I tried a baseball bat.
So Tesla has issued a Cybertruck recall for about 11,000 Cybertrucks for two issues.
The first is affecting 11,383 Cybertrucks due to a potentially improperly adhered trunk bed trim made by Axiom Plastics. NHTSA website says the trunk bed trim sail applique could have been improperly adhered and can loosen.
The estimated chance of this happening is 1%, with Tesla saying that they have only encountered two instances of this actually happening.
Tesla will resolve this issue at no charge to the customer, and Tesla has already remedied the issue at Giga Texas. I guess they changed out how they glue it in.
Okay. And the second recall is about the windshield wiper motor issue that we talked about a couple of weeks ago. This is now an official NHTSA recall, which NHTSA now says affects 11,688 Cybertrucks, with only 2% expected to be affected.
The part is made by Vallejo Sistemas Electricos in Mexico. And again, Tesla will fix this at no charge to the customer. Tesla said they will fix the issue with the supplier by using a lower current to ensure the integrity of the gate driver. So it sounds like they've come up with a software firmware fix there. And Justin Bieber has a Cybertruck.
And Elon says, cool. Didn't realize he bought one. Is he like throwing shade?
It seems like it.
Is he like, oh,
how did you get your?
I was just checking the order list. I didn't see one.
Yeah.
So maybe he just rented it off Turo.
Oh, that could be it. To impress somebody.
Yes. Cybertruck is continuing its world tour. It's already been to Malaysia, Japan, China, Australia, and New Zealand. And now it's in Thailand.
Here are the seven locations and dates if you're in Thailand and would like to get a first-person view. And you may remember this iconic moment when Lars showed the Prime Minister of Thailand the Cybertruck at Giga Texas, and they both climbed onto the tunnel cover. So this week, as every week, we are sponsored by the Cybertruck Owners Club. Thank you, CTOC. And that's where we learned that Cybertruck's latest interior color, tactical gray, has started deliveries. I mean, personally, I think it's a little drab versus the white which we have in our car. But I suppose if you're going to be tactical, you can't exactly drive up in a white interior truck.
Right. I mean, go, go, go. Let's get out of here. Pronto.
Drive us to the checkpoint. Charlie, what are you doing?
What?
I told you not to get dirty. You're touching all the interior with your grubby hands.
Oh, sorry, Chief. It was pretty wild out there. Mud and all.
Now look at what you did. What is that, blood?
Well, yeah.
I knew I should have gotten the tactical gray interior. I have to pick up my mother at the airport tomorrow in this. I'm going to be up all night getting blood and dirt stains out.
Oh, sorry. I'll try to do the raid cleaner next time.
You better.
And yes, we are sponsored by Cybertruck Owners Club. There you're going to find all the latest Cybertruck news along with their delivery tracker so you know when you're going to get yours. So we just released two related videos. And if you're into batteries and solar and DIY, then you don't want to miss them.
Here on the Now You Know channel, we released an in-depth on a new battery from Big Battery called Ethos that we think rivals the Tesla Powerwall and in many ways beats it.
And so we actually installed it ourselves and we tried it firsthand to see if we were right.
We give you an overview of that on our in-depth Better Than a Powerwall. And then on our Now Let's Review channel, we go deep and show you the entire installation so you can see how it went and decide for yourself if it's something that you DIYers out there think you can do.
And so much great content over on our sister channel, Disruptive Investing.
If you didn't catch it already, we have a really fun interview with our friends Brett and Kira from Solarola, the company that makes custom solar-powered camper vans.
Now, I know it may not seem like a disruption yet, but that's often how technology and cultural disruptions work. They kind of sneak up on you. And in this case, I hearken back to the 1950s when the hot rod movement really started to take hold. People in their home garages would be tinkering with their cars, adding new parts, making design changes.
A similar thing is happening as we speak with electric conversions and mods, but I still think it's in the early days, and so you may not think much of it yet.
But let me tell you, with the price of components coming down and the number of EVs going up, this is a disruption that's happening right now. And we discussed this and more with Brett and Kira. I think you're really going to like it.
So Waymo has been operating autonomous taxis in San Francisco since 2021. And last year, they got approval to operate 24 hours a day.
But until now, they have only been open to people who signed up for the wait list. Now, Waymo just announced that everybody can download the app and hail a ride in the San Francisco area.
The rides are 100% electric and use renewable energy to charge the Jaguar I-Pace fleet, according to Waymo.
So, San Franciscans, get out there, try a Waymo ride the next time you need a lift, and send us your photos and videos to hello@nowyouknowchannel.com. Let's see how those cars are riding.
As we reported in May, Tesla reduced its workforce by approximately 10%.
Now we're getting a report from CNBC that it was able to get a current headcount from a recent email that Elon sent out to everyone on June 17th.
According to CNBC, they were able to retrieve the distribution list, which reportedly had 121,000 employees.
So here's a chart from @TeslaChan on X of Tesla's workforce since 2010. As we previously pointed out, Tesla has seen workforce reductions before, notably in 2019. Unfortunately, it's a necessary step to keep Tesla operating efficiently. That email from Elon, by the way, was to inform Tesla employees that, quote, over the next few weeks, Tesla will be doing a comprehensive review to provide stock option grants for exceptional performance to anyone who does something outstanding for the company.
Well, that's a fun email to get.
I think it's weird that CNBC got a hold of the distribution list. I mean, what did Elon do? Like, do a BCC to everyone at the company?
Maybe. But also, like, what if they accidentally sent it to, like, their Slack bot and a bunch of Zoom emails or something that wasn't right. Employees? I don't know. It's like, how can you be so sure?
It must be hard as a giant company to talk to your entire workforce at once. And I guess email is probably the best way to do it.
Yeah. All right. It's time for some SpaceX news. And to bring it to you is our buddy Starman.
Welcome back to the Starman Report. I'm Eli Burton, your host, and we have a lot of exciting news to talk about in the world of space. Just last week, NASA announced that SpaceX has been selected to develop and deliver the deorbit vehicle for the International Space Station. SpaceX will provide the capability to deorbit the space station and ensure avoidance of risk to populated areas. NASA is currently planning to retire the space station in 2030, and SpaceX is going to be playing a pivotal role to bring it back down to Earth. This is truly a bittersweet moment in the world of space. It's wonderful to see SpaceX win the contract, as they are the only provider that's really proven to be capable. But at the same time, this is the end of an era of space technology and space research and development. I will say, timing on this is a little ironic. Because while simultaneously SpaceX has just won the contract to deorbit the International Space Station, a couple NASA astronauts are currently stranded at the ISS due to ongoing issues with the Boeing Starliner. As the Boeing Starliner made its initial approach to the ISS, there were both helium leaks detected and 5 of its 28 RCS thrusters failed. So for now, the Boeing Starliner will remain docked with the ISS, while Boeing and NASA work together to conduct additional tests to determine the source of the thruster issues and the helium leaks. Steve Stitch, NASA's Commercial Crew Program Manager, said Friday that the agency is considering extending the maximum length of the Starliner mission from 45 days to 90, and at the moment there is no firm return date on the horizon. This is a crazy situation and another hit to Boeing's reputation. As many of you well know, their 747s have been having issues of parts and doors falling off while the planes are flying. All I can say is Godspeed to the astronauts sitting there waiting in limbo. Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams, all of us on Earth are wishing you a safe return flight home. Lastly, China just conducted a test as part of their reusable spaceflight program, and things did not go according to plan. Oh,
再见。
I feel for the people in this area. Not only must it have been terrifying to see this booster falling back and crashing near their village, it also blanketed the area in a toxic hypergolic propellant. I know the FAA hasn't been popular with some of the people in this audience due to the delays of the Starship, but the FAA exists to prevent disasters like these from happening and affecting civilian populations. Well, guys, that's all for this week. Thank you so much for watching this episode of the Starman Report, and I look forward to having you back for more of the most exciting news in space.
Thank you, Eli. Oh, and don't forget, Eli is one of the authors of Starman. So go over to shadowsovermars.com and get your Adventures of Starman today. Really cool. And for a little more SpaceX news, we had Elon tweeting out that Starlink is now available in Madagascar.
I like to move it. Yeah, I like to move it.
That is country 105. Comcast Business just announced that they have signed a deal with SpaceX's Starlink to offer Starlink satellites internet service to Comcast Business customers. John Friedman, the Senior Vice President of Product and Strategy at Comcast, says, as the first major network provider to collaborate with Starlink, we're excited to uniquely enhance our extensive managed connectivity portfolio with advanced satellite capabilities to better serve our enterprise customers.
So this could be one of Starlink's biggest deals so far.
Yeah.
And I like how this guy from Comcast basically said absolutely nothing. He's like,
we're going to bring our portfolio blah, 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 blah.
Extensive managed connected portfolio.
to a really cool satellite thing that we had nothing to do with.
Elon reposted SpaceX's post. Falcon Heavy rolls out to the launch pad at 39A for NASA's GOES-U mission. And then Falcon Heavy's 10th mission launches the NOAA satellite, which is a weather satellite to geostationary orbit. And Elon said,
new weather satellite delivered.
So this is orbiting Earth at 35,000 kilometers. GOES-U will assist weather forecasters and climate researchers with real-time high-resolution imagery, earlier detection of severe weather that could save lives, and tropical cyclone forecasts. And then, of course, what goes up must come down. And Elon said Falcon Heavy side boosters land in Cape Canaveral, Florida. We get this view, but we also get this view. Check this out.
Is that from a boat?
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
I mean, can you imagine? Just this is going to become so commonplace.
Yeah.
And SpaceX posted Starbase team testing the tower chopsticks for the upcoming catch of a super heavy booster.
And Elon said it's basically just Karate Kid at scale.
And of course, part two of the Starship discussion with Everyday Astronaut and Elon is now live. Go check that out on Everyday Astronaut's channel. It is so cool to see them talking about the launch right before and right after. All right, it's time for Into the Future, sponsored by our friends at Henson Shaving.
If you want to pick up a really awesome razor and you want to get 100 blades for free, you can head over to HensonShaving.com and use our code NOWYOUKNOW at checkout with those blades in your cart and you'll get them for free.
Now, as we look to the future, I think it's really important to explain what's really going on with solar.
This is a chart from the IEA, or the International Energy Agency.
Now, we've talked about this before. Keeping track of energy is all they do. And yet, they can't seem to predict what's going to happen with solar.
Every year, they publish a chart that shows how much solar has been installed. And every year, they turn out to be wrong with their predictions.
So that black line is the solar that has actually been installed, okay?
Those yellow lines are what they predicted would happen after each year's data came out.
So on average, actual installations have been more than three times higher than their five-year forecasts. And you can see how in the last couple of years, they've tried to get a little better. Instead of going negative, they've been like, oh, no, I think it will go up.
I can't believe their like 2020 prediction where it was like, okay, so it seems to have had a lot of growth, but it's just going to go down from here.
Yep, that was it.
And then in 2021, when it kept going up, they're like, oh, it's going, it seems to be trending up slowly.
I just want to point out that we here understand they're wrong, right? Most people in the world would go to the IEA's website to gain information about what's going to happen because these are the experts and so they would be wrong.
They would look at the predictions and they would go, okay, so it seems like it's going to have some slow and steady growth over the next 5 years instead of what you can see has happened where it has gone kablooey, right? It has exploded. And why has the International Energy Agency, I understand if it was, you know, Bob's Energy Agency. And he goes, hi there. I was just doing some calculations on the back of my Crayola box.
I think we all know why. It's FUD. It's the big powers that be.
I can't believe.
But look.
Look at the graph.
You remember back in 2016 when we started this show, okay, that dot down there. We told you what was going to happen. We told you it was going to be what? An S-curve. And we said it was going to get exciting real soon. And look what's happening. We are in the exciting part. All right, time for going green.
The fast food chain Wendy's has now partnered with Ampion Renewable Energy to get over 130 Wendy's restaurants in New York, Illinois, and Massachusetts onto community solar.
So rather than install solar panels on the restaurants themselves, these 100 company-owned and almost 40 franchise restaurants will buy their energy from nearby community solar farms to the tune of 27.5 gigawatt hours this year.
Enough energy to run about 350 U.S. homes for 1 year or about 130 Wendy's restaurants.
Now, I think a lot of people still don't know about community solar, which continues to grow.
Yeah, for instance, we have about 10 kilowatts of solar panels on our roof, but that doesn't cover all of our electric power needs. So we also have 36 panels out in western Massachusetts that we lease through community solar.
Now, do those particular electrons located over 100 miles away get directed to our electrical outlets here at this house?
No, but by paying for the electricity generated by those 36 panels every month, we are making it possible for those solar panels to be installed and maintained and generating those electrons, which are being used to power things over there.
Speaking of connecting to things, if you go and charge your EV and you connect up to the charger, guess what?
What?
You are a sitting duck.
That's right. You aren't allowed to drive away because the car's too smart. The car goes,
you can't drive away because we're plugged in.
And that means that if, a drunk person or a bear comes up to you in your car, you can't leave.
And that's why we put the word out. And luckily, the amazing people over at EVject created this. This is the EVject Escape Connector. And this allows you to drive away while you're plugged in because it will break in half.
Yeah.
And that will allow you to safely exit the charger.
Looks like that when it breaks. And you might be like, oh, great. You're going to sell us something that breaks? if you do happen to use it, which hopefully you'll never need, right? They will give you a new one. And it's all about peace of mind. Hopefully, you'll never have to use it. It's a funny product, right? It's the kind of thing you never want to use. But if you do have to use it that one time, you're going to wish you had it. So get it. Oh, and by the way,
if you use our code NYK at checkout, you will receive 50% off. That's half off for our viewers with the code NYK at checkout.
Go do it. You'll be glad you did. All right, it's time for sunspots. So Tesla Megapack, which has its own X channel, it posted Plus Power and SRP Connect are adding more Megapacks to the Arizona grid. Sierra Estrella will be the largest standalone battery in Arizona with Superstition, the combined 340.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Megawatts. 1,360 megawatt hours will help maintain reliable power during Arizona's hot summers.
So these 276 megapacks are located in Avondale, Arizona, a western suburb of Phoenix. That's enough juice to power about 180,000 homes for 4 hours.
And you might be like, that's it? So in 4 hours, then the whole city goes dark? No, that's not how it works. You just need enough power to keep the grid stable while, your wind and your solar isn't working.
Which, the solar will turn off at night and the wind, varies with the weather.
Exactly. And if you'd like to go solar, maybe get some batteries for your house, but you have lots of questions because things change so fast, reach out to our friends at Energy Pal. They are the experts that'll help you go solar for free. And what do I mean by free? Well, they will give you all the advice for free, help you pick the best installers, explain everything, which to me is like the hardest part of getting solar. Let them know that Zach and Jesse sent you. The link is down below. All right, it's time for our video contributor story this week. And remember, we need your stories. Send them to us 2 minutes or less. Shoot them in landscape with good audio, no music. Send them to hello@nowyouknowchannel.com. What do we got, Jesse, this week?
So Leal sent us this story about a fleet of Ford F-150 Lightnings he spotted.
Hey, Zach and Jesse, this is Soleil. I am here at the Tacoma landfill. And as you can see, there are tons of F-150 Lightnings here as their fleet vehicles for the city of Tacoma. Just wanted to share this. They've got Chargers, and I think they've got about 11 Lightnings here. So just wanted to show that. Now you know.
That's cool.
That is a lot of
I love seeing that, because a lot of times you're not going to see them. They're in a parking lot somewhere.
That's true.
All right, it's time for our Patreon bonus stories. And on Patreon this week, we've got so many stories just for our patrons.
Would a Trump presidency be good for Tesla?
As promised, more about Jim Farley's EV confession.
Fire at Giga Texas.
And more.
You can see these stories for just $1 a month. Also, our Investor Club bonus stories for our Investor Club members.
So head over to patreon.com/nowyouknow, support us there, and keep independent journalism strong, and get all these Patreon bonus stories right now. All right, we're back from our Patreon bonus stories. We had a poll this week.
Do you think Jim Farley now loves EVs because he discovered how great they are, or because he is indeed playing politics?
And I cheated. I looked at the answer. Get this. It's just like last week. It's a split vote.
Ooh. Oh, it's very close, but politics is taking the lead.
Yeah.
You surprise, cynics. Surprise.
I think I might have led the witness a bit there. All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the week. Buckle up. Elon's been posting a lot. All right, so Sarah Spangello, she's the senior director at SpaceX, posted, excited to have reached the 90 satellite mark with Starlink direct-to-cell constellation. Thrilled with how quickly we're deploying and how soon we'll be able to serve customers with ubiquitous connectivity directly to their phones.
And Elon said, cool.
Peter Diamantis says, will you let your AI agent read all of your email and Slack history if that promises to become the most effective executive assistant you've ever had?
And Elon says, no way.
Would you?
No.
I feel like everything I write is already read by Google anyway. Mike Ben says, LMAO, NSA chief joins OpenAI board and then quickly acquires a company specializing in shared control of other people's devices, including co-opting the apps on their phone.
And Elon said, how comforting.
Elon then said the trend is very strong that any AI company's name that can be inverted will be inverted. Like OpenAI, it's not open.
Ah, gotcha.
Tim Pool says, question for Elon. Will live commentary and fact-checking shows for the CNN debate be taken down if CNN files a DMCA, or will X default to fair use and have the matter handled externally?
Elon said the public has a right to see presidential debates however they would like. DMCA does not apply.
And what he means here is that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. had added himself to the debate digitally using CNN's footage on X. And basically, Elon was, I think, putting it out there like, go ahead and sue us. We are going to rebroadcast that. Because why should CNN get the only broadcast of a presidential debate?
And normally it's going to be up to the platform to just kind of take down your video. We've had that happen a lot of times where we're like, oh, let's post like a fun clip of this movie or something. And then they're like, hey, take that down, YouTube. And YouTube's like, yeah, those guys. So we've experienced this quite a lot. So what Elon is saying is that they're not going to just automatically do
exactly
that. It's really cool.
Wall Street Silver says Elon Musk goes off on Kathleen Kennedy for ruining Star Wars.
Elon says reality is even crazier than the South Park parody.
Space Sadur says Blue Origin demands to cap the launch and landing of Starship from Cape Canaveral. Their main concern is impact on local environment.
Elon said, in the past years, Blue Origin also sued to stop SpaceX from using what is now our primary launch pad at 39A and tried to patent landing a rocket on a ship, even though that idea had been around for 70 years.
Doesn't someone own that company, Origin? Blue Origin? It's like
Blue Origin?
His name is like Jeff.
I don't know. It's Jeff who?
Jeff who?
I don't know.
Jeff Bezos' rocket company Blue Origin has filed a comment to the FAA saying that they should cap SpaceX's Starship launches from Cape Canaveral due to impact on local environment. Blue Origin, founded in 2000, 2 years before SpaceX, has not reached orbit yet.
Elon says, an obviously disingenuous response. Not cool of them to try, for the third time, to impede SpaceX's progress by lawfare.
Okay, we can't seem to win by engineering, so get the legal team.
Hey, boss, we can't win this race.
Well, then let's break out the rule book and change it so that way we can't lose.
Space Sidur quoted Elon in his latest tour of Starbase. He said, "Who's saying we don't know what we're doing? And what have they done? It's easy to be an armchair rocket engineer."
In hindsight...
Who's saying we don't know what we're doing? And what have they done?
Exactly. That's
it's easy to be an armchair rocket engineer.
Exactly.
Elon said it's often some aspiring academic who couldn't build a working rocket if you put a gun to their head, LOL.
He went on to say the CEO of an aircraft company should know how to design aircraft, not spreadsheets. And this is in regards to criminal charges being brought against Boeing. Mario Nafal says Tesla flipped 7 times in a crash and no one died. So check this out, Jesse. This is footage of an accident in China showing a Tesla Model Y flying through the air after a crash at high speeds.
So what movie is this going to be in? Is this going to be in like the next Avengers movie?
It should be. This is real life. This is real.
Wait. That's not a movie. They didn't use like a thing to flip the car.
I don't know how you get a car off the ground. I mean, that's a city street. That's not like a highway. And look, they're able to post about it on X, I guess, once they landed. And Elon said, safety is our primary design goal.
So they're fine.
Yeah, I mean...
Cuts and bruises,
but alive, they shouldn't be. My God. Jeez. I don't know about other people on that street, by the way. If a car goes flipping through your street, I think other people probably got hurt. Holmar's catalog says, from now on, I am on a hunger strike until FSD 12.4 is released to the people.
Elon says 12.4.2 is much smoother. Challenges keeping safety high while increasing ride comfort. Build moves to internal testing tomorrow. And Holmar's catalog says, hopefully in customers' hands over the weekend, if all looks good.
And Elon said, yeah, we just need to confirm there are no safety regressions. But of course, there were some safety regressions as we reported on. So it's going to be a little bit longer. Eric says, Elon gave Kenyans another offer for Starlink. We will subscribe in droves. Our current internet service providers collaborate with the repressive regime to throttle citizen journalism and muzzle freedom of speech.
Elon said, Starlink Mini will be about half the standard terminal price and available later this year.
Scott Manley says SpaceX is going to destroy the International Space Station.
Elon said, but the moon station that Starship will enable will be great.
And that is, of course, because they got the contract from NASA so that they are going to be bringing it back to Earth. Elon posted this, that Argentina logs first week with no inflation in food prices in 30 years.
Elon says, and money supply increases when government spends more than it receives.
And money supply increases when government spends more than it receives. Money supply increasing faster than the production of goods and services causes inflation. Not more complicated than that, in my opinion. Jay Bhattacharya says, dear Elon, will Mars have a First Amendment now that America no longer does? Curious, Jay.
Elon says, up to the Martians, but I'd recommend having it in the Constitution to begin with, so no amendment needed.
Alex says the year is 2034. Tesla operates close to 100 million robotaxis and over a billion Optimus robots. Well, Tesla is a $24 trillion stock. Legacy Media headline reads, random new scheme is the next Tesla killer.
Elon says that is probably an accurate prediction.
Carrie Gray says, I wonder if little X thinks about rockets as much as Elon does.
And Elon says maybe more.
Patrick Collision says, this morning, Nature published 2 papers on bridge editing, the new genome engineering technology from ARC Institute. I'm quite excited about its potential.
Elon said, wow.
Yeah, and I would read this post. It is incredible what is about to happen. Owen Sparks posted out that X users can now share jobs they are hiring for directly on their profile. It's not limited to organizations, and he's showing how he did one.
Hmm.
John Stossel says, getting ready to moderate tonight's alternate presidential debate with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Since CNN excluded Kennedy from their stage, you can watch him along with Biden and Trump answer CNN's and my questions tonight.
Elon said, worth watching.
Not the Bee says, who's running the country?
Elon said, good question.
David Sachs says, watching the CNN commentators put the knife in Biden's back is actually sickening. No loyalty, no remorse. It's just gross.
Elon said, they're just talking puppets. It was a setup for a switch.
Elon then said, tonight was a clear victory. For memes, this is a quote from Julian Assange. What are the differences between Mark Zuckerberg and me? I give private information on corporations to you for free, and I'm a villain. Zuckerberg gives your private information to corporations for money, and he's man of the year. Elon Musk says, have to say that CNN did a good job managing the debate. Questions were reasonable and nonpartisan. No favoritism was shown to either candidate. This is what the public wants from the media. Adrian Dittman says the CNN broadcast viewership versus X. So 47 million views on CNN, 242 million views on X. Let that sink in. David Sachs says in today's decision, Grant's Pass versus Jackson, the Supreme Court has ruled that camping bans do not violate the Eighth Amendment and are therefore constitutional. Cities can finally clean up the homelessness mess.
Elon says 2 very positive Supreme Court decisions today. The other decision reducing the power of the regulatory state is a big deal, too.
Michael Dell posted a poll. He said, the most important thing is?
And Elon said, sentimental fool that I am, I tapped love and relationships.
May Must said, happy birthday, Elon. Thank you for 53 years of joy and excitement. Hoping you smile today as much as you did on your fourth birthday after seeing the cake your aunt Lynn made for you. Proud of you.
Elon said, thanks, Mom.
The New Yorker said, for Joe Biden to insist on remaining the Democratic candidate would be an act not only of self-delusion, but of national endangerment, David Remnick writes.
Elon said, even Remnick is knifing Biden. There are so many Dem knives in Biden's back right now, he's basically a pincushion.
Elon said, our greatest dream is to send a spaceship to Uranus. Of course, that's a joke. Space Sadur says, we need this view during the catch, please, SpaceX.
And Elon said, okay.
Hassan Sajwani posted this video of the new Dubai airport.
So I'm currently at the new Abu Dhabi airport, which just opened on January 1st. But and this airport's insane. But look at how you check in. That's it. That's all you do. You just scan your face and it gets you checked in. U.S., catch up. Catch up.
Elon said, U.S. does need to catch up.
David Sachs says, wait, what? Mainstream media is now just flat out admitting that the American presidency is the front for an oligarchy?
And Elon said, wow.
Elon then said, let's make good sci-fi real. Stephen King says, when the debate began, Trump made a degree of sense. As he loosened up, his lies grew more grandiose. There came a point near the end where, as a writer of fiction, I could almost admire his medicine show, Chutzpah.
Elon says, there was a performance artist aspect that is interesting to watch. Better when funny than angry.
Farzad said, America seeing Biden's cognitive decline at the debate feels like one of the most uniting things this country has experienced in a long, long time.
Elon says, true. First time I've seen Republicans and Democrats agree on something in a long time.
Clandestine says, wow, NBC News just threw Biden under a bus. The mainstream media have completely turned on him. This does not happen organically. These mainstream media outlets do not operate individually. The MSM were instructed to turn on Biden. Only question is, who made the call?
Elon said they all turned on Biden in unison immediately. Very odd.
John Ehrlichman has this quote here from Henson Wang saying, no task is beneath me.
Elon said, absolutely the right attitude. During the toilet paper shortage of COVID, I was making sure that our factories and offices had toilet paper.
James Melville says that in Denmark, dairy farmers will have to pay an annual tax of 672 krone, about 75 pounds, per cow due to the planet heating emissions they generate. It is the world's first carbon emissions tax on agriculture. This is wrong on so many levels.
Elon said, this is silly. Leave the farmers alone. It won't matter for climate change.
U.S. Senator from Utah Mike Lee says, we're being scammed by climate alarmists, but even worse, we're undermining our own national security.
Elon said, the truth is somewhere in the middle. Climate change risk is overstated in the near term, but probably accurate in the long term. All that matters is how many billions of tons of carbon are transferred from deep underground into the atmosphere and oceans, aka the surface cycle. What people do on the surface is essentially irrelevant. Leave the farmers alone.
Morning Brew says, breaking, the DOJ will charge Boeing with criminal fraud. And then Bloomberg reports the DOJ will inform Boeing that it will have to pay a criminal fine of $243 million on top of the $243 million already paid.
Wow, doubling of the fine.
That'll tell them.
Yeah, $200 million. That would be so much for a normal person. But for a company like Boeing, that's just
a rounding error.
That is, yeah.
Drive Green, Live Green says Molly decided to report an important bug to Mr. Musk.
Hello, Mr. Musk. I am Molly from China. I have a question for you, car. When I draw a picture, sometimes will disappear like this. You see it? So, can you fix this? Thank you.
And Elon said,
sure.
Nice. It's nice when you can just talk to a CEO of a company.
Pretty good.
Ashley St. Clair asked about new audiobook suggestions, and Elon, well, I'm not going to read them all, but if you need some suggestions, and he kept adding more as he went. He said, like, Stalin, Court of the Red Tsar, if you want some real nightmares. Look, I would recommend you never go to war with Elon, because look at this list. It is like every battle, every war there.
All about wars, man.
And then Farhan said, do you prefer listening to books over reading?
Elon said, reading is way faster, but audiobooks are great for falling asleep, too.
Anna Ray says, I love falling asleep listening to etymology books.
Elon says, I own etymology.com.
And I checked, and that's the website. He's got an orange on it.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because do you know where we got the name for the color orange?
From orange?
From oranges.
So it's a loop?
No. It's because we didn't have a word for orange. We just called it like
that round fruit.
We just called it a light red or something like that. And then when we had like an orange, we're like, wow, that's really orange. Then we decided to name it Elon, after the orange.
I think you got a new company idea here, Elon. Etymology.com.
He's way ahead of you. He owns the domain.
I know, but like Let's do something with it besides just an orange.
He's a little busy at the moment.
Is he? Tesla owner Silicon Valley says, what will be the name of the first city on Mars?
And Josh Cherry said, Terminus.
And Elon says, this has my vote. Beth says, why are Waterloo engineers so cracked? Because Waterloo was one of the only colleges with meritocratic admissions.
Elon said, Waterloo is a great engineering school. Almost went there instead of Queens. But at least back then, the campus was almost entirely dudes. Very limited dating pool.
Beth then went on to say, models training on each other's data is like a human centipede effect.
Elon said, sadly, quite true. Takes a lot of work to purge LLMs from the internet training data. Grok 2, which comes out in August, will be a giant improvement in this regard.
And then he went on to say, Grok 3, end of the year, after training on 100,000 H100s, should be really something special. All right. Time for community mail time.
Community mail time.
Remember, share your stories and photos and videos with us at hello@nowyouknowchannel.com. Oh, and before we get started,
Zach and I want to start off by giving a big birthday shout out to Jim Shambo.
Yeah, Jim watches our show all the time and, like us, is a huge EV enthusiast.
Thank you, Jim, for watching, and we wish you a very happy birthday.
Gary sent us this picture of a solar-powered parking lot in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada.
John spotted this rose gold Model Y in Linwood, Washington.
Bobby sent us this picture of his Model Y at the top of Sequoia National Park in Oakhurst, California. That's awesome.
That's awesome. Scott spotted this Chevy Volt with a solar panel on it, charging in Alexandria, Virginia.
I bet that's something you would do.
Yeah.
How did he mount it, I wonder?
Are those wheels?
Oh, can it come off?
I need to know more.
Yeah, Scott, we need more.
We got to find out who this is.
Max saw these 6 Cybertrucks at the Tesla Center in Tucson, Arizona.
Neil spotted these cool wrap Teslas at the Tesla Center in Delray Beach, Florida.
Is that a wrap?
You know, that's a Starship wrap.
Oh, right. It's got the heat tiles.
The other ones,
that's cool. So cool.
That's neat.
Brody saw this green Transporter Q-Runner electric scooter at the Walmart in Hot Springs, Arkansas. It looks like it's been a car that's been squeezed.
I know. Caesar spotted this truck transporting Cybertrucks in Austin, Texas.
Nice. Dominic saw this GM BrightDrop EV van being used by Purolator in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Ignacio spotted this Cybertruck in Monaco.
Oh, yeah, that was the one that was there for the tour.
Of course.
Wow. Joseph saw this Lucid Air in Ontario, California.
Chris spotted this wrapped VinFast in California, although it's on a... it's on a bed. That's not a good sign.
It's being brought for service, maybe? And JD sent us this picture from the Tesla Summer Meetup 2024 in Plaid Day in Muskegon, Michigan. And remember, if you have EV tips for us, send them to us at hello@nowyouknowchannel.com. All right, it's time for Supercharger reviews. Let's see what people have found out there in the world.
Hello, everyone. This is a new Supercharger in Westchester, Ohio, off of I-75 and Tylersville Road. It has 12 chargers, but it is currently not operational. It's fairly new, so basically they just haven't turned it on yet. I gave it a shot, it didn't work. There is a Meijer grocery store, which is open till midnight. You can go restrooms there. There are restaurants to the west, and there is a convenience store, gas station with no restrooms. I would say I would rate this probably a 7 out of 10, considering you don't have 24-hour access to anything, and that really only one restroom is available, and your food options are limited mainly to the Meijer grocery store. There's also a tire store over there. Hopefully you won't need that. Definitely won't need the oil change shop. But now you know, this should be turned on shortly. Thank you. Damon Turner, Westchester, Ohio.
Hello, my name is Greg, and I'm at the 8-stall, 250-kilowatt supercharger station in Shelbyville, Indiana, right behind the Culver's restaurant. Nearby, there's a Cracker Barrel restaurant with General Store, and right across the street, there's a Wendy's and a Speedway gas station, and right around the corner, there's a steakhouse. Overall, I have to give it 7 out of 10, just because the restaurants are not 24 hours, but it is conveniently located right off the freeway. Back to you.
Hello world. This is Holger from Austria again. Today I'm in Slovakia at Zvolen Supercharger. This supercharger is located at a hotel, which is very nice. You have toilets and can go eating something in the restaurant. It is not far from the highway, and the supercharger has 4 stalls, V2, with 125 kilowatts maximum. I rate this supercharger 5 out of 10 because it's here, and now you know.
Hey Zach and Jesse, this is Steven, reporting from Truckee, California Supercharger. This is the one near the airport. It's got 4 stalls on this side of the transformer, and it's got 4 stalls on the other side of that wooden box transformer, so 8 stalls. We're very near a roundabout. This is just south of Truckee. And over here, just right across the parking lot, there's a big shopping center with restaurants and stores. It's called The Rock. So this is if you're coming home from a skiing at North Star ski area, or coming from Lake Tahoe to Truckee, this would be a good stop. It's a little off the freeway. It's like maybe 3 minutes off the freeway, I-80 between the Gigafactory in Nevada and Fremont. It's on Interstate 80. So anyway, it's decent. In the winter, it'll be full of snow here. So take that into account. As you can see, the stripes on the parking lot are pretty much obliterated, which happens every year because of the snow. So anyway, I give it about a 7 out of 10. And now you know.
Thank you for those reviews. In fact, I went to our own map this week because we're going on a little road trip this week, and I wanted to see what was coming up, and I wanted to see some videos. But the one I wanted in Pennsylvania was not reviewed yet, so I'll have to do it ourselves if we get there.
We'll just have to do it ourselves. Fine.
Fine. All right, what do we have for new superchargers in the world? Oh, and you know, there's probably not many, so we'll probably get through it really quick, because didn't Tesla stop making new ones?
No, they didn't. That's a fake story, and here's 2 pages of Tesla superchargers. We have the 12 stall in San Diego at Village Way, California.
We got the 8 stall in Nola, Italy.
Number 141 in the UK is the 12 stall at Newport Pagnell.
Number 50 in the Netherlands is the 20 stall version 4 in Almere, Netherlands.
The 32 stall version 4 in Royer, France.
Number 71 in Spain is the 8 stall version 4 in Valdepeñas, Spain.
The 16 stall version 4 in Oppdal East, Norway.
Number 93 in New York is the 8 stall in Cortland, New York.
The 16 stall version 4 in Saint-André-de-Cubzac, France.
The 4 stall version 4 in Lago Negro, Italy.
The 8 stall version 4 in Villabay, France.
Number 39 in Austria is the 8 stall version 4 in Saint-Lorenz-im-Mürztal, Austria.
Number 117 in Japan is the 8 stall in Nagoya.
12 stall version 4 in Bolzano, Italy.
The 8 stall version 4 in Amiens-la-Plagne, France.
The 12 stall version 4 in Besançon-Châteaufrin, France.
The 12 stall version 4 in Fairfield at Waterman Boulevard, California.
The 8 stall version 4 in Osterbo, Norway.
Number 74 in North Carolina is the 20 stall in Wilson, North Carolina.
Number 20 in Delaware is the 8 stall version 4 in Newark at Corporate Boulevard. Not for long.
It's going to be called Broke Boulevard. Number 198 in France is the 24 stall version 4 in Tosia, France.
Number 90 in Italy is the 8 stall version 4 in Vogonia, Italy.
Number 131 in Norway is the 8 stall version 4 in Orve Ardal, Norway.
Expanded from 12 version 3s to 24 version 3s and version 4 stalls is the 250 kilowatt in Nashville at Charlotte Pike, Tennessee.
Number 467 in California is the 12 stall in Sunnyvale at East El Camino Real, California.
Number 23 in Alabama is the 16 stall version 4 in Florence.
And number 29 in Tennessee, number 2,298 in the USA, and 6,472 in the world is expanded from 12 version 3 to 24 version 3 and version 4 stalls at Brentwood at Old Hickory Boulevard, Tennessee.
Nice. So they do make a lot of new ones.
And hey, thank you so much for watching this week's news. If you like what you see on this channel, please hit the subscribe button. We have lots of other channels. We have a channel where we do e-biking adventures. Mm-hmm. So if you're like into the electric revolution and you're really enjoying, like maybe you've gotten an e-bike and you're enjoying it, we've been going on these like really long e-bike adventures. We've been filming the whole thing. It's been a lot of fun. It's been showing me a lot of what can be done with an e-bike recently. It's been really neat.
Yeah. And don't forget, we have Disruptive Investing. We have that great interview this week with Solarola. I mean, these are companies you're not going to really hear about anyplace else, and yet they're doing really groundbreaking, interesting work. And I don't know why the rest of the world is not talking about them. I find them super interesting. But if you do too, you definitely are in the right place. Go over to Disruptive Investing. And thank you so much to our patrons. You're seeing them go by here. Without their support, we couldn't do 408 shows. No way.
Just not possible. So yeah, thank you to our patrons. If you want to join them over on patreon.com/nowyouknow, you can support us for just $1 a month.
It's a really fun community.
Yeah, we have lots of really great perks. So you can go check those all out over there. We'll see you guys next week. Now you know.
Menards is your electrical headquarters. We carry all the tools and testers you need for any electrical job. Stack up your toolbox with Southwire electrical products today. Right now, save big money on Southwire electrical tools, testers, cable ties, wire, and cable. Shop our huge selection in store at Menards. Ranked number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Save big money at Menards.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.